When part one left off, we were talking about Meryl Streep and Viola Davis and the issue of narrative. Now we're moving into Meryl Streep's speech, and then we'll be on to other topics as we wrap up Oscar's 84th year with Joe from Low Resolution, Nick from Nick's Flick Picks, and Katie from Cinema Blend, and myself, Nathaniel from The Film Experience. Here we go, back to the conversation, part two.
I think that one thing I loved about this was that Meryl Streep clearly values this performance in this movie more than her last several. And even though I don't think a lot of people are with her on that, like, I've liked seeing how, like, proud of it she is. And so I almost kind of want to be able to see the performance now out of the season and have that experience of it.
Although she didn't mention the movie at all in her speech. She didn't mention the director or Margaret Thatcher or
Yeah,
anything,
that's true.
which I thought was kind of strange.
But I
Like
thought
her
but
BAFTA speech
appropriate.
was like a poem to Phyllis Lloyd and the screenplay and the movie and how proud she is of it. And
But I thought that speech was exactly right because it was exactly to the point of why, you know, why she was winning, why she, you know, is in the position she was in, and I love that she started off talking about her husband. Like, that is my absolute favorite Hollywood marriage.
I
And
love that
I love that guy. Like, man. And they've been married exactly as long as my parents have been married. So, like,
Oh.
it's really like I sort of look, like, aw,
You're
that's
like
so
a
sweet.
gummer.
Yeah, I am. I'm an honorary gummer. I've been saying this for years. I don't know why nobody needed me.
Why Meryl hasn't come over
Yeah,
to
why haven't you been
Exactly.
invited to dinner?
Why haven't I? Hint.
Or why aren't you their new son-in-law?
Exactly. Meryl, I was not one of those people saying her again. Just so you know.
That was pretty great.
That was great. It was great. It
Yeah.
was a great
Yeah,
speech.
I mean the woman gives great speech always.
What were
And
some
we
other
all
good
heard that she gave
speeches?
$10,000 to Viola Davis's high school the next day.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
great. That was pretty great.
Classy lady.
Wasn't a ton of super memorable speeches, I will say.
I liked
No.
Octavia Spencer a lot, even though I don't remember anything she said. I just remember how,
Right.
like, the look on her face is kind of
Reaction
said
to.
it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when people wear really long trains to the Oscar and then think they're gonna win. I was like, really? Like, if you
You're
were
asking for
that, if
trouble.
you're that much of a front runner, maybe not that length of a
It
gown.
was a great
I
dress.
love that my friend I was talking to during every commercial break, you know, and Octavia Spencer said, like, I thank you to the Academy for putting me with the hottest guy in the room.
Everybody
And
thought she
my
meant
friend
Kate
was
Taylor.
like,
Kate Taylor.
well, my friend thought she meant Christian Bale, which I thought was equally great. And she's like, that's what I would say if I was up there.
Am I the only one who
think we're
thinks
all
that
doing the same thing, but I love this.
Am I the only one who thinks that Christian Bale's real voice sounds like the fakest voice he's ever done throughout any of his movies, including Batman? Like, it just doesn't sound possible that, like, that's his actual voice. It sounds that cartoony. I don't understand.
Also, I don't think I've laid eyes on Christian Bale since last year's Oscars. I can't think of a single, I mean, except for, like, Batman set photos. I don't
Yeah.
think I've seen him. He's just been gone.
You
It
didn't
was
see
weird.
the Flowers of War that was
Oh, no, I didn't. I forgot about
I
that
didn't either, but I mean it's just like one of hundreds of movies that did that peekaboo thing and then disappeared. Oh my goodness. Wow, we
I
have been
like the I
talking
like
for a really long
I'm
time.
super excited. Oops. I was super excited for Christopher Plummer, and I realize it's one of those cases of like the like you know he was in the groove the entire time, so you didn't you don't
Right.
like react the same way.
Didn't
But
he win this 15 months ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
yes, but great speech, and I'm so thrilled that he got it, and for that, and not
Yeah.
for being Leo fucking Tolstoy.
Yeah, if he'd won for The
Well, I
Last
mean.
Station.
Honestly, like the supporting actor, which has always been my least favorite category, has been turning out the great winners for
Yeah,
like
I was thinking the same thing lately.
several years now. I'm like, what is that about? They've never had that good of taste for this long.
Yeah, that's true.
I think something broke when Alan Arkin won, and they were like, you
Yeah.
guys, we can't continue in this
But
thing.
also, but Alan Arkin winning was the last time that supporting actor was not decided in like August.
Yeah.
Like the last every single one of them since then has been the biggest slam dunk of the entire evening. And I'm sort of looking forward to it becoming a race again at some point, because I like, you know, who doesn't like races?
Well, maybe there'll be three psychotic villains next year that are all amazing.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people in the new Batman movie, so get ready.
Well, clearly Tom Hardy is Bane.
No, he'll get nominated for This Means War instead.
Oh, I love you, Tom Hardy. Please, please make better movies.
Well, yeah, if you're co-starring with Reese's, chances are not good for that.
I know.
You are
God.
Thin ice, aren't you?
Well,
no, I can't even argue with that. I can't even argue with that because right. She is. No, she needs an intervention. She needs something. I don't. It pains me. It actually pains me. Her movie choices the last.
Because she's so talented and she just wastes
it. She is. She's so talented and she's so likable and she's so everything and she just picks the absolute worst things possible. And I'm blaming Chelsea Handler and I know that's probably. But I'm just going to do that. She should not be friends with Chelsea Handler.
She needs a friend like Busy. She needs a friend like Busy Phillips.
She totally does. She totally does. Is it an accident that Michelle I keep calling her Michelle Phillips. That's the dumbest thing. Michelle Williams has gotten, what, 3 nominations in 6 years or something like that?
Because she's friends with Busy Phillips.
She has a good support system. She has good people helping her pick roles.
And I don't even know if I imagine this, but didn't they show Busy Phillips just looking like so in love with Michelle's Marilyn clip?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh God. She was like in tears. It was adorable.
She's the best awards companion because she's always like that and she's always super happy. And yeah.
And it was like watching her reaction, I was just like, oh, I think I love that performance way more than I thought I did.
Exactly.
I love that that is now the lasting contribution of Dawson's Creek. Like that is where friendship. Dawson's Creek. Yes. Yeah. Like that's what's out in the world right now.
Yeah. It's the best.
Well, I think we probably have to wrap up since this will be 2 podcasts basically at this point.
Oh wow.
Well, hey.
It's pretty awesome.
Can I say that I love that Meryl finally won looking the best she has looked at any Oscars the entire time I've been alive. And that as Joe and I said to each other the other night, like she and Glenn Close both figured something out about dress and color and cut that has eluded them for 30 years. But they both looked amazing.
Yeah, Glenn like somehow looked like very like happy and like...
She was in a good place, wasn't she? I was very happy for her.
Yeah.
Good for
I thought they looked great. I thought a lot of people looked great. Great.
But. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I know none of us loved the movie or anything, but I love seeing Janet Teer and Glenn Close at things.
Yeah. Oh, I know. No, it was great.
They are the Michelle and Busy of their age.
Does that mean Michelle and Busy are going to make an Irish man cross-dressing movie?
God will.
I would see. I hated Albert Nobbs, and I would see that anyway.
We would see the shit out of that. We would go to that every weekend until it closed.
Here's. I wanted to. I don't want to stretch this any longer than it is. But if you know you are breaking this up into 2, maybe you have time to do one little thing.
Sure.
I've always been intrigued by the fact that like every year it seems like there's at least one holdover nominee from the previous year. Mm-hmm. Like. You know, this year was Michelle Williams. Last year was Jeremy Renner. I'm wondering who's like most likely to from this group of nominees.
Oh.
Jessica Chastain. I know that's a cliche response, but she's just making so many movies.
She's just making so many movies. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
I think the people who wrote Real in Rio be back.
I will say
and probably in a lot of categories.
Brett McKenzie was a lot less arch than I expected him to be when he accepted that award. He was really genuine for the Muppet song that he did. Like, I was very happy about that because I was expecting something like sort of too cool for the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on Flight of the Conchords, but like, and I like Flight of the Conchords, but I thought that was a great speech. He seemed really, really excited.
I liked that Jason Segel cried when he thanked Jim Henson.
Yeah. Jason Segel looked so, so happy to be at the Oscars, like on the red carpet. Like, he was sitting behind, like, Nick Nolte, I think, so we kept seeing him and all the reactions.
That's right. Nick Nolte.
Yeah. I did love the Nick Nolte growling thing, though.
That was the one funny part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a bit he stole from Steve Martin, I want to say. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It did seem familiar somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Jessica Chastain.
Well, he used to do it, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, maybe that's it then.
He stole it from himself.
I'm trying to think of who else has the big movies besides Jessica Chastain coming out this year. I'm trying to think on your wavelength. I mean, I want to say Octavia Spencer. I mean, she's got a ton of stuff coming up that seems potential, but I don't know if any of it's going to come out this year.
Well, it does seem like Michelle Williams is now in that Amy Adams place where it's like, when are we going to start talking about like the fact that she's been nominated a bunch of times now? And when is that narrative going to kick in for her?
When is the Cold Mountain moment coming?
Well, the Cold Mountain moment, yeah.
The best thing she can do is be horrible and really expect the movie.
No, totally. Yeah. It's totally true.
And then what does Brad Pitt have coming up? Because I feel like he could also...
Oh, Kogan's Trade.
You know, I sort of... I have to let that go. I really do.
Let what go?
The hope
I love you.
I really, like, I have to make this pact with myself, and I've made it with Michelle Pfeiffer. Nobody believes it, but I have.
That you've just divorced yourself from any ideas that she's ever going to win?
Right.
For Brad Pitt?
And I actually find it is a huge relief to make that sort of statement to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just
say
not
it
going to happen. And so just enjoy the person like you always have, you know?
But Brad Pitt's prime of his career.
Yeah, I feel like he's on the upswing. Like
he's not
way
a lady.
More likely to...
He's not going to be put out to pasture.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I always get the feeling with him and Angelina that at any moment they're just going to quit.
They're just going
to
leave us.
Just like, you know.
Ascend to their next level of being.
Right.
Like Mary Poppins.
Wait, that's
our
what
work...
the ending of Mary Poppins means?
Our work here is done. They ascend.
They're going to take that leg and just go and keep it to themselves for eternity.
But he seems to me not knowing anything about what he's got coming out this year. I think if he has another one where he's very, very well received by critics, I could absolutely see him coming back in like a, well, it's Brad's year kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know how you get more Brad's year than this year. And it didn't.
I'm saying.
And
was
he,
it though?
And he never. He had two like huge critical successes. Everybody
he had everything to do with making them actually happen.
Right.
And but it never felt like it was like Brad's in the zeitgeist. It was always, the artist was always much, much more, you know, front and center than Moneyball was. And Clooney was almost always bigger in the conversation than he was.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, it was so Brad's year and Clooney doing worse than he usually does.
Oh, you're talking about qualitatively.
No. I'm talking about everything, like with narrative and qualitatively and like everything combined, there was a weird lack of traction for Brad for what would normally be an Oscar winning year for a huge movie star.
Well,
for somebody who does super saturate the mediaverse as easily as he does, it doesn't actually seem to be about self-promotion in a certain way. Like, you know, I think a different actor might have been much more conspicuous to us all year as saying, like, and did you fail to notice that I produced these as well as starring in them? Like, and
I just,
like, you know,
I
kind of admire that he could have made that happen more than he did.
Right.
I just can't get behind the idea, and maybe this is just my problem, where it's like, well, if he can't win for Moneyball, like, I mean, I think I could see him having a bigger, better performance in him.
No,
like,
I actually can't. I can see him having a more traditional Oscar performance. Like
he's done plenty of those.
Doing an accent or playing an alcoholic or, you know what I'm saying?
Or guy like a guy with a cow gun.
Or playing a villain.
Do you think Moneyball was the best he's ever done?
I think the two of them are his best performances, yes. And with a nod to Fight Club, which I think he's brilliant in.
Yeah. I think there's like a, I mean, if nothing else, like the Paul Newman late career kind of thing for him. I mean, it's, we have a time before them, but I definitely don't think it's.
You guys are not supposed to try to talk me out of this. I need to make peace with it.
You need to be, okay.
It would be like you trying to talk me into Julianne Moore. That's not happening either.
I have another future question for you guys. Do you think there's going to be another crazy rule change this year? Like, given how many we've had, and given how awful, how much everyone seemed to hate the nine.
I loved the nine.
I did.
Oh,
too.
Did you?
I know I'm the only person. Yeah.
I loved the 10 and I loved the nine. I know. I like the more nominees. I like the unpredictability of how we didn't know how many nominees there would be until that day.
I love that nobody agreed on it either.
Yeah.
In predictions.
Yeah.
And most of the movies I cared about were the ones that were in, like, 6 through 9, like, and I thought they all made it more interesting. I've read the Entertainment Weekly thing, you know, where they interview, like, the actress, the producer, about, like, who they voted for.
Oh, I didn't read that this year. This is the first year I haven't
read it. The first thing the actress says is, like, it's ridiculous that there are 9 movies. Nobody should have to watch 9 movies. And I'm like, that's not the word I use. You should be watching a lot more than 9 movies.
That is
all about like,
I mean, I would love for them to get rid of
this. Yeah, God forbid that people in the movie industry should watch movies.
The nominated.
Certainly not more than 5.
I hope song. Could they do that? Could we finally just put it out of its way with the gun?
Yeah. Yes, please. Yes, yes, yes.
This year was so terrible. I really wonder if they're not so embarrassed that they'll finally do it.
Well, either that or just make it like any other category and vote it the same way and then accept that it's like either a 3-nominee category or a 5-nominee category and stop being such like ridiculous assholes about it. I'm sorry.
Well, but also, even if it was a 5-nominee category that was voted on the same way everything else was, there aren't any good movie songs anymore. The music industry is not built that way. We don't have I
understand what you're saying.
There were no good songs this year.
There were
good Muppet
agree.
Songs. They just didn't nominate them.
I don't agree. I thought the Muppet songs were good. I thought The Living Proof was good.
You thought they were the best of what was available, or you thought they were really good? Like, for a category that's had the kinds of songs that used to win.
This is my argument.
Okay.
This is a slightly leading question.
Yeah, but that's...
I'm on one of those shows.
Okay.
And I've also determined what you think, so I hope you are in that.
Well, then you're supposed to end with a, and you feel that, right?
Right.
No, but I think that's true of any category, like, unless you're going to, like, have random categories every year, I think it should be about the best available, because otherwise there's no consistency from year to year. Like, should we not have a costume design category some year if all the costumes suck?
I think if we look back 10 years, like the other day when I went on the Wikipedia page for Best Original Song and saw what has been happening since 2000, there was like Dolly Parton, maybe one other good song, and then there was like a scarred earth of horrible steamingness that I couldn't even remember, and songs for and Falling Slowly, thank you. Okay,
and that's fair. Like that was when I was like, I actually wrote a thing being like, let's get rid of this, and then I remembered that and how great that performance was and that song, and I was like, oh, but when it works it's so good. But that's like abusive
that's
behavior. You're like, when it's great. When it's terrible, it's so bad.
Well, I've long said that Oscar was my abusive lover.
Sure.
I can't quit him.
That's right now. Is Billy Crystal the host next year? Yes or no?
No.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say they beg him to come back yes, because they're going to be so enthused about the rating uptick.
I think he's going to say no, even if they do.
I think it'll be Jeremy Lin.
anything to get straight men to watch.
Anybody that people know. And
I think Octavia Spencer and Viola Davis should host.
I take the cast of Bridesmaids hosting, all of them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
No. And like throw Chris O'Dowd in there, just everybody.
Can someone on the internet give me just an animated gif of Melissa McCarthy pulling that bottle of vodka out of her boobs? That was some skill. She was just like, that was one fluid motion, just like boom, boom, boom.
Y'all, if you have enjoyed this free podcast, give a sister a gif. He said she has asked for what she wants.
Please and thank you. It's over, you guys.
It is. What did you guys wear on Oscar night?
PJs.
Yeah, pretty much. I was live blogging. I had work to do.
I walled myself off from the universe. I had nothing. I had no content.
I actually did this year too, and I didn't even do the traditional live blog, because I've been noticing that when people bring up stuff that happened on the ceremony the past few years, that I have not remembered.
Yeah.
Because you really can't pay attention.
Not as much as you want to, right?
Or the things you're paying attention to, you keep paying attention to so that you can write something down.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And this year, since if you weren't watching, you wouldn't have noticed they just gave away supporting actress. You really had to focus.
Right. Everything
would pass you by.
Or they might give out 3 more awards on the same stage.
Right.
With the same presenter.
Yeah, just in that. Can you hand this to Dante Ferretti since you're going back to that project? You're going to be a lot closer to him than I am.
So I have one more thing to say.
Yes.
I suddenly heard, did people like leave?
No.
Oh, it sounded, the sound went weird for a second.
Oh, no.
I just left.
Shit, he's going to ask something else. I got to go.
No, I am, you know that I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
No.
But. Shush. But I, even me, who just absolutely has no love for that series and thinks it's complete mediocrity, yeah. I think it's weird that they ignored it.
That it never won anything.
Well, and that they ignored it on its last year on the broadcast. Like, there was one little joke about it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, they didn't even like. Did they? Did I miss clips? Did they not put clips in there?
No,
that was like. That was like part of their theme of being like, well, this year's movies are irrelevant. Let's just talk about old movies instead.
There was one moment where it had lost whatever one of the categories that it was up for. And then when they went back to Billy Crystal and he said something very briefly about like, well, you know, this was the last year of Harry Potter. And it seemed like that was maybe built in for if they had won that award, that he would have sort of maybe said been like, you know, end of an era, blah, 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 something right. Like that. And but the fact that it didn't win, he just had to be like Harry Potter anyway. But yeah, I'm bummed that it never won anything because like there was some really, really like good technical work on those movies, especially the latter movies.
Yeah,
they ended up looking like $1 million.
Well, I mean, even for me who doesn't care for them, I thought it was bizarre. Like it seemed like it seems like they've mentioned Twilight more than they mentioned.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, with the old kids,
those were such
kids.
Like British enterprises. Like I feel like in England, you can't find somebody who hasn't worked on those movies. But does Hollywood not feel as connected to them or something?
Oh my God! Remember when they would do on the Oscars and they would bring back like every living Oscar winner?
Yeah,
them up on like bleachers or whatever. They should have totally done that with every British person who has been in a Harry Potter movie, and it would have just been like. 45 minutes of
filling
like,
the stage.
Exactly. Like Helen McCrory, Brendan Gleeson. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, it's been a while since they did one of those living Oscar winners things because I remember
Well,
Louise...
that's what makes them go 4.5 hours.
And we are the people who would be fine with that. Everyone
waiting for Olivia de Havilland to like climb up to the 8th level of whatever structure they have.
Who's alphabetically next to 3-6 Mafia?
They'd be right in the front. They're
in
the very
Tomei?
Beginning.
Is it Marissa Tomei? Hmm. Oh. Let's go crunch those numbers.
Let's crunch those numbers.
Eminem?
Oh, dear.
Is he an Oscar winner?
Yeah,
oh, guess
yeah Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, you're right. And
that is one of the three good best song winners.
Yeah,
for the past
that one was a good one.
Years.
Oh, goodness. Okay. We gotta go.
All right. This has been great. This
said Brian Grazer.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
Okay, bye. It's been real.
Okay, so this has been the Film Experience Oscar season podcast, and it's over.
Oh, it's been fun, you guys. I'm glad we were able to do these as sporadically as we were able to do them still.
Any amount was worth it.
I love them, you guys. I really do.
I think we really were perfect. I think
I think if you think about it, I think that's true.
Really hit every nail on the head.
I'd be hard pressed to find any mistake. Not even being biased. I'm just saying.
No.
Please bring us back next year to do this.
Yes.
Okay. So goodbye, Joe, from Low Resolution. Any parting words?
Gosh, I don't know. I hope I never see Uggy again in my entire life.
He's retired. That's
good.
Mean.
Good. Go retire. Go ascend to your next level, Uggy.
And Katie from Cinema Blend.
I'm perfectly fine with Uggy. I'm Uggy neutral. And thank you for having me.
And Nick from Nick's Flick Picks.
I hope Uggy is in all 4 of those Terrence Malick movies he's working on with a grasshopper and Rooney Mara and a mother and a father. And then when he's overdue, I hope he wins.
I think that they're just gonna. I think Terrence Malick will edit him out once he's done looking at all the footage.
How dare you?
People will be angry.
I think he'll edit out Ryan Gosling and decide that the movie's actually about Uggy.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye, everybody.